Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, truth seekers and lovers of truth, welcome to another episode of No. But seriously, let me explain. Hosted by the radiant razor-sharp earth angel herself, Lala DeVee. This isn't just a podcast, baby. It's your sanctuary for bold business gems, next-level resources, amazing credit secrets, and real-deal relationship talk that'll shift your whole mindset in the best way. Bookmark this page, hit subscribe, and turn on those notifications, because missing out is not an option. If your credit's in struggle mode, don't trip. Text HELP, my credit, to 507-400-3426, and let our live agents work their magic. Real people, real help. Now that business is handled, let's get into the brilliance. Lala DeVee, do your thing, girl.
Welcome to No, But Seriously, Let Me Explain, the podcast where we don't tiptoe around the truth, we moonwalk straight into the uncomfortable parts of history and dare you to stay awake through it all. Today's episode, this isn't just another holiday talk. No, ma'am. No, sir. No, turkey leg. And I'm talking about we're digging into the real origins behind the day that everybody just loves to pretend is about family, gratitude, and perfectly seasoned stuffing, okay? When in reality, it's rooted in bloodshed, deception, and a massacre conveniently rebranded as a dinner party. We're talking about the colonizer's favorite remix. You know, take something violent, wrap it up in a cute story. Yes, add a feast to it and hope nobody reads the fine print. And this definitely isn't about guilt tripping. It's not about canceling culture. This is truth culture, you know? And once you've heard the real history behind Thanksgiving, the genocide, the disease blankets, the stolen land, and the erasure, yes, you'll understand why our ancestors probably looked down like, y'all really eating that cornbread on this day? You know what I'm saying? We're exposing really how the day of mourning turned into a day of off day, not off day of work, okay? And how gluttony really got marketed as gratitude, you know, and how the capitalist America hijacked abundance, slapped a discount tag on it, and called it Black Friday. Okay. And by the time we're done, you're going to realize one or two things. Either a lot of people aren't celebrating Thanksgiving, they're just celebrating not having to go to work. The second thing would be they rather, you know, admit it or not, they're still participating in the holiday that's built on stuffing the very ancestors that they claim to honor. Like, this episode, it really isn't designed to make you uncomfortable, you know, and it's not really designed to make you feel comfortable, okay? It's designed to wake you up, to make you question the traditions you inherited, the lies that you were taught, and the holidays that you celebrate on autopilot, okay? So, buckle up, because once the truth hits, you can't unknow it. And you obviously can't pretend, you know, like Turkey Day is some spiritually neutral saying. No. But seriously, let me explain this episode of Turkey Lies and Genocide. The truth behind why your plate is heavier than you think. No, because let's really talk about Thanksgiving, aka America's annual gaslighting festival. Because, baby, if you actually paid attention in school, you'd know it wasn't all pilgrims with cute blankets and native folks smiling across the table perfectly with a roasted turkey like a Hallmark movie or something. No, ma'am. It was more so like, thanks for teaching us how to survive. Now watch us take everything. What? No. You can't be serious. Oh, but I am. It was like the oppressors didn't really come over here talking about peace, neighbor. They pulled up like somebody moving into your apartment complex without paying rent, borrowing your lawnmower, and then calling the police on you for trespassing. The indigenous people really taught them how to grow corn. They taught them how to go out there and hunt and not starve to death. And then in return, the settlers said, oh, that's so sweet. Here's some disease blankets and genocide. And boom, Thanksgiving was born. America's first toxic situationship. Congratulations. No, but seriously, you're out here really just celebrating the victory of criminals. So let's just stop sugarcoating it, because Thanksgiving is literally celebrating the win of colonizers who slaughtered thousands of indigenous families. And this wasn't a feast. It was a victory lap. So imagine your enemy sending you a thank you card after stealing your hand. That's basically what Thanksgiving is. And don't you dare try to rebrand it with Happy Turkey Day. Baby, a wig is still a wig, okay? You can call it Turkey Day, Bird Day, Poultry Day. You know, if you're stuffing your face on the fourth Thursday of November, the energy is still the same, okay? Okay. You know, lace frontal or freaking half wig. A wig is a wig. It don't even matter what it is, okay? In all seriousness, though, all of this, you know, Turkey Day, Thanksgiving Day, whatever, like, it still celebrates the spirit of gluttony wrapped in a foil pan. Like, the entire day was built on gluttony. We don't even say grace. We say, pass me the peas or pass me the mac and cheese. You know, before I really hurt somebody. Like, people out here eating like they're training for a food Olympics, trying to see how many plates they can get before 6 p.m. Everybody slumped on the couch like they got a hit of a tranquilizer dart or something. Like, what? Are you seriously? And spiritually? Child, don't even get me started. The vibration drops so low, your ancestors can't even reach you. They out there hovering around like, we're going to come back when y'all done digesting that third plate. What? Please make it make sense. Like, Thanksgiving turns gratitude into stuffing, healing into hibernation. And the family time is turned into uncomfortable small talk with people you don't even see that often. You only see them at funerals or special occasions. And half of the people that you are running into, you don't even want to talk to them anyway. You're just putting on a smiley face because they say that's your family member. Now you got to sit up there and act phony for the next couple of hours until you leave this house, just to put on a smiley face for the fam so they won't think you act in a certain way. But let me tell you, because this entire holiday that they call Thanksgiving, it really just hijacks abundance and sells it right back to you. And this one, it just really burns me to the core when I think about it. Like, they take the energy of abundance, the real spiritual abundance, and really just flip that into Black Friday madness. Like, you go from I'm grateful for life to move, lady, that 15-inch TV is mine. Like, say what? Wait a minute. You're passing the cranberry sauce in one breath, and next minute you're at Walmart fighting for a blender? Like, your life depends on it? Come on. Like, no. Like, Thanksgiving really don't teach you abundance. It teaches panic buying, overspending, and capitalism dressed in a cute little family time outfit. It's basically the Hunger Games with coupons. Now, let's really talk about us for a second, you know, us melanated people, because we really be following these holidays like they come with extra food stamps, while acting like Thanksgiving is the only day we can really cook a big meal. No, baby. What happened to the soul food Sundays? where are all these barbecues at? Like the fish fries and the card table games, the spade tournament, something. Like what? I'm quite sure. I don't know what generation you was born in, but this is some of the things that used to take place. Like some of these families only get to see each other at funerals or when someone needs to borrow some money. Or on this particular day right here, just because society said, go ahead and eat, okay? But let's be honest for a cute second, because some of y'all don't even like the people that you're eating with. Y'all just there because somebody made the macaroni cheese taste good. And don't get me started on how certain groups shut down for Thanksgiving. Like the Caucasian-only stores, they're closed, of course. Everybody else wide open. Like the country can be on fire and the corner store man will still be right there with his door unlocked. Like, come on in, my friend, have some chips. Like what? And this is mainly because America is a capitalist playground and everybody is expected to wake up and sell something. Even Patti LaBelle hopped on a bandwagon with her patty pies and said, Thanksgiving who? I'm here for the bag, baby. And honestly, I mean, I can respect that. You're getting your coins. I mean, why not? You live here. get your coins up. So what should you do? Like, instead of celebrating a lie, you know, would you use this day for something that actually matters, like connecting to family that you haven't talked to or seen in forever? Would you just sit there and talk, laugh, heal, be present? You know, what are you going to do? You going to break the generational awkward silence? You know, build your own traditions, not the ones that's forced on you, of course. You're going to eat with intention or something? Like, what do you do? Or maybe, just maybe, learn some history behind the holiday that you're even participating in, if you really want to continue participating in it, because you know better. You know you can do better. So at least you can try, even if the macaroni be calling your name. I don't care. Make it on Sunday. Fast on that Thursday. Like, I don't want to just put anything into your mind, but do what you want to do. Like, every day I want to eat. I'm going to eat every day. So when people ask you cooking a day, yes, baby, I cook every day. And I do. I'm not lying. I'm really not. But hey, to each his own. But for a cute minute, let me just say, I'm going to say this with all love and due respect, because in my ancestral DNA, I feel like some of y'all really don't care about nothing, okay? Or even let alone the actual holiday. You just want the dang day off. And listen, I get it. America don't give breaks easy. So when people say, hey, a free day pops up on the schedule, people be like, okay, oppression who? Genocide would. Baby, pass me that PTO. I'm off the clock. Don't call me. Don't think about, I'm gone. You know, that's it. You know, they don't care. But here's the funny thing. Folks swear they're not celebrating Thanksgiving while actively doing every single thing that's done on Thanksgiving Day. The activity surrounded around Thanksgiving. And I'm talking about, you know, I don't even celebrate that holiday. I just be chilling and eating a little something. A little something? Ma'am, that was 3 plates, a to-go plate wrapped up in a TSA security package. Like, don't play with me. And then here comes the fake woke folks. I only celebrate gratitude. Cool. All right. Beautiful. Namaste. So why you even got a turkey in the oven? Okay. And why is the whole house smelling like soul food and colonizer denial? Like what? Why are the kids running around in matching pajamas talking about we giving thanks, happy turkey day, baby? That's still Thanksgiving. You just put a vegan cover filter on it and kept it moving. Like, people love to slide around the truth. And I'm here for it, baby. I'm just here for the family, whatever they might say. But that's the crazy part, because you don't even like your family the other 364 days out the year. Y'all haven't spoke since the last funeral.
But now suddenly y'all holding hands, ready to sing Kumbaya, like y'all on the front of a gospel album, okay? And don't let nobody say quiet, okay? Out loud, okay? What? Y'all know this day is built on genocide, right? Everybody gets real quiet and starts scooping more mac and cheese. Like, not today, country's cousin. We trying to eat. Oh, they hear you. They just hoping the sweet potato pie will drown out the guilt. But here's the truth. A lot of people know what this day represents. They know the ancestors were murdered, displaced, deceived, and some more. Like, they know this. They know it was a bloody, painful, and wicked day. But when that work-free Thursday comes around, suddenly everybody turns into a historical amnesia Barbie, talking about, well, the past is the past, child. I'm off today. And then want to send some posts on Facebook, TikTok, like, hey, working people, so do y'all got Thursday and Friday off or just Friday? I'm really trying to just make it make sense, because it be the biggest people who claim they're not celebrating still going out to buy the biggest turkey like it's a spiritual offering, still making 14 side dishes just because it's Thursday, still dressing the kids up all cute, you know, setting the table like it's Beyonce time. She about to come over and be a special guest at your table. Plates, you know, being passed around like communion. And then a whole photo shoot that's done and shown on Facebook and social media platforms. And then they log off and say, we don't celebrate the holiday though. What? What was all that? You know, let's call it what it is. You're celebrating the day without claiming the sin attached to it. You're renting the holiday without signing the lease. It's like saying, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day, but if he buys me chocolate, I'm going to eat it. It's confusion wrapped in aluminum foil. Please be honest with yourself, okay? And listen, I'm not judging either way, okay? Maybe a little here and there, you know, but with love, okay? But I'm just saying, I'm just trying to be honest. I just want to be honest. But some of y'all really don't care anyway. Like, y'all don't care about the meaning of Thanksgiving because you're too excited about not going to work. You're too excited about not answering emails. You're too excited about not having to deal with Karen's ass in HR. Like, I get it. You're thankful for the break, not the colonizer's curriculum. And that's the real comedy of it all. Like, you're low-key celebrating the day off on a day created because our ancestors was killed and pretending like it's just a random potluck Thursday from God. But hey, that's America. Everything tragic eventually gets sold back to us as a holiday, a sale, and a bona fide reason for us to continue eating until we can't even feel our legs. No, I'm serious. Like, see, I wasn't even gonna get on the mic today, but I felt the nudge from the ancestors, my angels, and my intuition just telling me, like, hey, just do it. So here I go. Like, it wasn't something that was planned, you know, but of course I kept getting messages from my loved ones, of course, my friends, all saying the same thing in texts. Happy Thanksgiving. Blah, blah, blah. What you doing? Like, even in my DMs, I'm getting the same happy turkey day, happy Thanksgiving, getting all those messages. Like, it's a beautiful thing. I'm glad you're reaching out to check on me on this day. That's amazing. However, I do know that it's some of y'all over there right now showing your natural black behind, okay? Like, y'all definitely be over family house starting little mini civil wars up in that bitch. Like, in the bottom of the basement, Greg, he done drank the last beer, and I mean the last one, okay? And he didn't bring a single thing to the festivities, okay? Not a soda, not a napkin, not even a bag of ice. He came empty-handed. empty pocket, you know, and somehow he's still the thirstiest one in the room. Now, Uncle Ray Ray, he's standing there about to challenge him to some type of duel. Aunties in the corner whispering and stuff. Cousins, they choosing sides and stuff. And then suddenly, it's Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, and I'm pretty much turned into the beer bottle Hunger Games. Like, what? Make it make sense. But you're celebrating, right? This is a day to give thanks. Okay. But it's not just Turkey Day or Thanksgiving, okay? Because there's plenty other holidays that's listed on our so-called calendar, which just operates out of sin. But wait. Let me explain, okay? Because people are out here really thinking that holidays are just fun, traditions. But in reality, America has been throwing annual festivals dedicated to the seven deadly sins and calling it culture. Yes, marketing. Genius idea, right? No, but the spirituality is definitely missing. The hypocrisy, baby, is thick, okay? Thick with a capital T. Everything, you know, everything caps thick, okay? Like, that's crazy. And let's just really go through it, because we're talking about Thanksgiving and we know that that's gluttony, right? Like, Thanksgiving, that, let's just go ahead and air it out, because Thanksgiving is most definitely the Olympic Games of overeating. People eat like they're preparing for some type of, you know, last dinner or some type of last meal, right? That doesn't exist. Like, plates stacked up like Jenga towers, like second rounds here, third rounds there. Like, you're in a whole boxing match with the plates and the food. Like, midnight plates here and there just to taste something, you know? And then you go and take a nap because you got itis around this bitch. Like, you really just overdoing it, right? And all while celebrating a day rooted in genocide. Like, the sin is gluttony. Like, why would you? Why would you eat until you can't breathe? Like, people be really sitting up there with Humpty Dumpty stomachs so thick that they about to pass out, okay? And spiritually, the ancestors are watching like, this is what y'all choose to do today. Like, for real, this is what y'all doing. They're just about ready to roll you up into a little jelly bean ball that you are and ping you across the road. Like, no, stop acting up.
We have come to a very short commercial break, paid for by our lovely sponsors, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this message.
Yeah, what up, ATL? Look, you ballin', you bad and bougie, with bad credit, that's most of y'all. But look, man, that's why y'all need to call my people at Exchange Credit Repair. That's right, Exchange Credit Repair will help you scrub them inquiries, get rid of them collections and bankruptcy. They'll even take child support off. I didn't even know they put child support on credit. Woo-wee! And boost your credit score. Let's get that credit score where you want so you can go get what you want. And if you mention Streets 945, you get a 35% discount. Hein? So call my people right now at 678-420-5553, 678-420-5553, or visit my people at exchangecreditrepair.info. Exchange Credit Repair is a credit counseling business with experienced credit repair experts standing by to assist you right now. When I made this deal with them, I said, look here, you ain't got to pay me for the commercial, just put my credit score where I want so I can go get what I want. When I went to them, they treated me like family. My privacy was all the way respected. They quick to fight for a client's right with the Bureau of Credit, creditors, and debt collectors. Conveniently located at 1 West Court Square, Indicator. Tell them shout us in.
Now, I know I briefly mentioned Valentine's Day just a minute ago, but I really want to tell you more about what that particular day really means. And now, I know a lot of y'all may already know it because y'all don't celebrate it to this day, and that's a good thing. But for those in the back that really don't know what's going on because they can't hear, you know, they sleep back there. Like, America really built a holiday around performative love and high budget lust. However, there are some people out there who haven't hugged their loved ones, you know, in months. And then suddenly, in a red outfit, they're talking about, tonight is a special night. Let's book hotels. I got the lingerie purchase. Like, love is some type of commercial. Like, and this whole entire holiday is just basically wrapped around sin and fucking chocolate, pretty much. Like, bonus, sin, envy. Like, why everybody else getting flowers but not me? You have some out there absolutely thinking that. And that's just one of the deadly sins. Like, not to mention, you know, sloth and gluttony when you celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Like, this holiday basically is saying wear green, get drunk, and call it culture. Like, people literally take off of work just to lay around drinking from, you know, sun up to sundown. Okay? Gluttony, what is that? Alcohol, you know, it floods the streets. You know, sloth, the whole next day spent just recovering, you know, because you slumped, okay, from drinking too much. And we all know what alcohol is. Like, I know I can get into that, break that down for you too, and tell you what's really in alcohol. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's another day. That's another day, another episode. But don't let me forget, Bookie Butt. I got you. And not to mention the Halloween, the whole festival. You know, that's envy, gluttony, and pride. Like, Halloween is this cosplay Olympics, okay? Like, people get dressed up, you know, and they really rise to the occasion, too. They be looking good. Like, people dress as somebody they pretty much envy. Or somebody that, you know, they take pride in, you know, and they take a lot of pride in themselves just to put this masterpiece together. And the kids, yes, they literally walk door to door begging for candy like sugar deprived gremlins. The sin is envy. I want to look like her, you know, whatever. You see, Ice Spice, she dressed up as some anime character. It was really cute, but hey, that's one prime example right there. And then there's pride. You know, people feel like, hey, I'm the sexiest vampire there is here. Rawr. Like, whatever. And then not to mention gluttony again. Eat all the candy before mom finds it or before dad gets to my chocolate Snicker bars. Like, come on. Do I need to go farther? And let's not even mention Christmas. We got Christmas coming up next month, right? Yeah, Christmas too. You know, you're celebrating greed, envy, and gluttony. Like, America's biggest sin party of the year. Greed, yes, check please. Just go ahead and buy more gifts, or, you know, you don't love people if you don't buy the gifts, right? Okay. And then one of my favorite ones of them all, that people love to celebrate. They look around, you know, for December 31st to come. It's New Year's Eve. And now, New Year's Day. This pride, gluttony, and lust. New Year's Day is the world's biggest new me, old habits festival. Pride, okay, people swear this is their year, right? And then lust, like, nobody is sitting there like just staying monogamous, okay? You got a lot of people out there kissing everybody. Somebody's kissing at midnight. Anybody's kissing. Like, lust. And then gluttony, there's alcohol everywhere. Everybody's getting drunk, taking shots, having fun. Turn it up. Like, it's the sin combo pack right there. Like, you just turning up, having fun, lusting all night. Like, you bringing in the New Year some type of way. What kind of way are you really bringing it in? And then, I don't want to really just throw shade like that, but a lot of us already know New Year's is not January 1st, okay? Like, we've been sadly mistaken. That is not the first day of the year. And I would definitely have to get into that at a later date, because we don't have all the time in the world to go through this. Because why? Why la la? Because we're running out of time. But nonetheless, I want y'all to really just do your research, do your homework on what I'm saying, because don't take it just for me, okay? I am well researched out here. You know, I do study and look things up and gain my own knowledge on certain things. However, I want you to do the same thing, because when I really get to the next holiday, you're going to be like, dang, that one too? Yes, Bookie Butt, that one too. Because Easter, it definitely represents one of the seven deadly sins, like pride and greed to be exact. Like the church fits alone, that's pride. It's like Miss Johnson came in with this big basket hat on that's draped down with the lace in the front and the extra feather baskets in the back. Yeah, she got it going on. But not even just that, like the Easter baskets themselves, that's greed. And then you see the kids tearing these baskets open like they just won the lottery or something. That's plied press greed. So it's just wrapped in pretty pastel colors. And we got the 4th of July. We already know what that is, right? Independence Day. Yeah, it's a day of what? What do people normally do on Independence Day? You know, America has these holidays. And this particular day, we're one of the greatest nations of them all type holiday. You know, it starts with the fireworks, the flags, and then the historical amnesia. People get drunk, blow things up, and argue about politics. Pride and wrath all wrapped into one. Congratulations. Now, I know there's a point of me saying all this. I want you to know that. Like, America loves to sell morality while simultaneously hosting annual festivals dedicated to immorality, okay? Now, every holiday is marketed as community, family, fun, tradition. But spiritually, most of them are just built on or used to promote the exact behavior religious people claim they tend to avoid. Now, this is not about shaming people, so please don't think that. And it's most definitely about just waking people up to the programming hidden behind the tradition. Now, family and friends, I know this is around the time that I hate to see you go, but I gotta let you leave because, yeah, I do want to leave you with a couple words before I get up out of here, though, because I've said a mouthful already. And before you log off and go heat up those leftovers that you said you weren't celebrating, let me just leave you with something, okay? Because holidays don't define you. Tradition doesn't control you. Programming doesn't own you. And just because America slapped a date on the calendar and told you it's a happy day, doesn't mean your spirit has to follow the crowd. You can choose consciousness over convenience, truth over tradition, and real connection over performative celebration. Because at the end of the day, a blessing is a blessing. A day off is a blessing, but a day of awareness is powerful. So let's make this clear. I'm not telling you not to eat, okay? Eat, laugh, pray, hug your people, hell. All of that. Just don't let the system that's built on lies, bloodshed, really dictate how you honor gratitude, abundance, or community. Make your own traditions. Create your own meaning. Rewrite a story they hoped you never question. And remember when you walk away with a full stomach and a full mind, that's a blessing in disguise. Awareness is always the first step towards freedom. When you know the truth, you stop celebrating the lie. Tradition should serve your spirit, not silence it. Your power begins the moment you stop living on autopilot. So, as you move forward, let this message be a powerful one. Don't just follow holidays, follow wisdom. Don't just fill your plate, fill your purpose. Don't just show up, show consciousness. Thank you for riding with us on this eye-opening journey today. I hope today's episode got your mind buzzing, sparked some deep questions, and maybe even made you rethink everything that you thought you knew. If you found yourself just nodding along, laughing, and wanting to text your best friend, then go right ahead. hit that share button at the top and spread the word. Somebody needs to hear this. And don't just listen and bounce. Hit that subscribe button and rate the show and leave a review so that we can all keep you serving truth and fire every week. Thank you for tuning into No, But Seriously. Let me explain. The space where we challenge the matrix, break free from illusion, and keep it real with you every step of the way. I am your host, Lala Zavi, coming with all the wisdom, the fire, and the soul medicine. Clock it. Until next time, keep your energy clean, your third eye clear, and your spirit sovereign. Peace, love, and power to all of my beautiful listeners. Stay woke, stay whole, stay rising. You are the power, the magic, the truth. They can try to bury it, but they cannot take it away from you. And remember, the real revolution starts when you wake up and reclaim your mind. Love ya.